ticket. Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. We're live here inside the Emden Studios. Top of the 8 o'clock hour every single Thursday. I spend it with Wendy Welch from the Humane Society here on Valley. Comes in with a smile on her face without fail. That is awesome.
You
know how awesome
you.
That is?
It's because of you. Are you kidding me? This is so much fun. So yeah. Thank you so much for having us on week after week. You don't know what you've done for animals, Sam. Thank you.
That makes me feel good. We continue to do our part in helping animals in the community. A great, great job that you guys at HSHV do, the Humane Society of Huron Valley. And they are behind the top dog of the week. So, Wendy, let's jump right in and tell us about this week's top dog.
Yeah, this week it's Seamus. Seamus is a pit bull mix. He is about 54 pounds, so he's on the small side of a pit bull mix. And he is about 7 years old. He is brindle colored, which is that beautiful, like all those shades of brown all mixed together. He looks like a painting. He is the coolest guy. He came into our shelter. He was actually living in the same home for 7 years. And so coming into our shelter was a bit of a shock for him, as you can imagine. Like for any of us, it would be a shock to, you know, be taken out of your home and then all of a sudden you're in a noisy area. And it doesn't matter how nice it is. It's just like, wow, this is a big change. So poor guy was showing some stress and anxiety in our shelter, but then we put him in a foster home and he's just such a sweetheart. He loves to play. He loves to cuddle. He loves to take walks. He has a huge appetite. Like he's just, you can see the dog again in Seamus. So he really deserves a home. And for anyone out there, you know, sometimes they think it's a deterrent. Sometimes they look on our site and they're like, oh, foster, you know, I don't want to go through that. Please don't think that, because it's really easy to meet animals in foster. And the awesome thing about getting an animal from a foster home is that that person knows a lot about that animal. So, for instance, you know, we know Seamus now is super friendly when folks come over. He loves food treats. He can be crated for several hours, and he's just such a good boy. So we just know a lot more about him because of the foster home. So take a look at our foster animals at hshv.org/adopt.
There you go, folks. You heard it. HSHV as in victor.org, hshv.org/adopt. If someone wants to see Seamus, obviously you need to call ahead so you can schedule that, but what are your hours of operation and location?
Yeah, the Humane Society of Huron Valley is located at 3100 Cherry Hill Road in Ann Arbor, and we are open for adoption 7 days a week. Thursdays and Fridays are our late nights when we're open 11 to 7. Saturdays and Sundays we're open 11 to 5, and then Monday through Wednesday we're open 11 to 6. We are closed a little early on New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve, when we close at 3, but otherwise we are open.
Yeah, outstanding. All right, so 'tis the season, Wendy. I mean, there's always a lot going on at the Humane Society of Huron Valley, but certainly during the Christmas season, you're at your peak when it comes to ideas and things you have going on. So what are some of the things that are going on at HSHV this month?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this next Thursday, Sam, is an opportunity. You know, we never needed an excuse to eat pizza, but here's a really great one. Pizza House is actually doing a Dine to Donate event where this next Thursday, if you eat at Pizza House or you order from Pizza House and mention HSHV, they will donate to us. So they will give a portion of your food proceeds to us, the animals.
Okay.
So awesome time, too, because, you know, you're getting ready for the holidays. Don't necessarily want to cook. Consider Pizza House this next Thursday.
All right. So a week from today.
Yes.
All right. And all you have to do is say you want to contribute to the Humane Society Huron Valley or HSHV.
You got it.
And a portion of your bill will go to. Okay, so I know what I'm doing next Thursday.
That's right. No cost to you. Yes. So everybody, Pizza House this next Thursday.
All right, but make sure you mention the Humane Society Huron Valley so that donation gets in. What else do you guys have going on?
Absolutely. Well, staying on the holiday theme, this next Friday, so not tomorrow, but a week from Friday, we have a Pets in Pajamas event. And I mentioned this, Sam, because these fill up. So if you're interested in this, please go online and get in. It's a perfect timing for it for anyone, any parents out there who need to do a little holiday shopping next Friday, December 21st from 5 to 9 for ages 5 to 11. We will entertain your little ones while you go do whatever you want. Holiday shop, go to a movie, date night, whatever. So we will entertain your kids with a movie, animal interactions, pizza, popcorn, the whole works. So
wait, you know what the movie is going to be? Is it Secret Life of Pets?
I don't.
Have you guys done Secret Life of Pets? I ask that because my son has watched that movie 1,000 times. My God. I mean, it runs through my head.
I haven't seen it yet.
Secret Life of Pets?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wendy.
Yeah, I know. I need to see it,
Come on.
I know. I missed out, man. I missed out.
Well, I highly recommend that as a Pets in Pajamas movie. So how long does it last, Pets in Pajamas?
From 5 until 9 p.m.
All right. And if folks want to get signed up for that, how do they do that?
Yeah, hshv.org. You can either go to our events calendar or you can go directly at hshv.org/petsandpjs.
All right. And one more thing I want to make sure to mention, get you to explain before you leave today is pet delivery.
Yeah.
You know, for Christmas, how does that work? What's the timeline? Uh-huh. How do people get involved in that?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you are interested in having Christmas morning pet delivery, and it can be, you know, Santa is going to help us out with this. So Santa may arrive at your home. We can't guarantee that it's going to be him every time. We also have elves doing mm-hmm. this. But we start this the Saturday before Christmas. So if you adopt an animal beginning the Saturday before Christmas, you can put that animal on hold. And then we will set up a time on Christmas morning to come over and deliver him or her.
That is unbelievable.
It's so unbelievable. Much fun.
You talk about a memory for a lifetime.
Right.
Memory for an absolute lifetime.
Yeah.
If you do that. I imagine. So, I mean, how many of those can you guys do? I imagine that fills up quick.
Yeah. We haven't done that many. Amazingly,
really?
Sam. Yeah. So last year we did about 4.
Okay.
It's adorable, though. You know, like we have a video of a little boy jumping up and down when a kitten arrives. I mean, you are right about the memory making. It's just so much fun. And the volunteers, it's funny because, you know, the volunteer elves for this event, we put out the assignment and literally within 5 minutes it was full. Yeah. We had elves who wanted to deliver. So it's great fun.
I can't imagine what that, I mean, if we were going to get another pet,
yeah.
That's the way I would want to do it.
Totally.
But yeah, if Santa Claus showed up at my house this year with a cat, Santa Claus might get the door slammed in his face. He might get the door slammed in his face by my wife. I would love it. I think my son would love it. My son's plural. We probably love it, but yeah, my wife, no.
Yeah.
All right. So, Wendy, let's come back around and talk about this week's top dog.
This week's top dog, Sam, is Seamus. Seamus is about 7 years old. He is a pit bull mix of this really cool brindle color. You can see pictures of him on our website at hshv.org. Right now, he is in foster. We know that he's a super sweet dog, and he's just looking for love. So check him out on our website at hshv.org, and then give us a call, and we can make a meet and greet happen for you.
All right. Well, Wendy, thanks a lot for your time, my dear.
Thank
Appreciate you
Sam.
Dropping by as always.
Thank you for all you do for animals, Sam. Really appreciate it.
You talk about fulfilling. This is one of the most fulfilling things I do on a weekly basis. So
Just so you know that.
Mm-hmm. Folks, we got to get to a break. We back on the other side here on the mission. Well, before we do that, hshv.org. Again, hshv.org is the website. Humane Society here on Valley. Hours of operation and location one more time. Wendy?
Yes, we're located at 3100 Cherry Hill Road in Ann Arbor, and we are open for adoption 7 days a week, Monday through Wednesday, 11 to 6, Thursday and Friday, 11 to 7, and Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 5.
So, folks, you know how much I love HSHV. I love HSHV so much that I sat through and ate a meal with no meat in it. And that meal made me appreciate Black Rock Bar and Grill that much more. Made me say, you know what, I can't go without on a regular basis. I mean, you know, doing things to tweak your diet. One of those things for me will not be the removal of meat. I gotta have that steak. Me, I'm a ribeye guy. Matt, what are you? You mean you're a filet guy? What are you?
New York strip guy.
New York strip guy? Well, you go to Black Rock, you tell them whatever cut of steak you like, they'll bring it out for you, just like any other steakhouse, but they'll bring it out uncooked. That's unlike other steakhouses, right? Well, why do they bring it out uncooked? Because they bring out a 755-degree hot stone, and you grill it up yourself right there at the table. Now, before you get intimidated by that, understand that you have a waiter or waitress right there to talk you through how long to leave it on the stone before you flip it, how long to grill it before it gets to the level of doneness that you like, whether you're a medium well, a well done. However you like it, they'll tell you how long to leave it on there. You got your seasoning there to take care of it. And what sets them apart further is you cut into that steak, you're having a conversation over dinner, you get halfway through your meal and your steak is cooled off. You know, that bite isn't like your first bite. Well, that's different at Black Rock because you throw your steak right back on that stone, bring it back up to temperature, and that bite, every bite is like your first bite. That is the difference at Black Rock Bar and Grill. Now, if you want them to grill up your steak for you, they will. It's not like you gotta grill up your steak on the hot stone, but that's one of the great parts about it, and that's the way in which you can have that every bite be your first bite type of taste. Of course, they also have a great seafood menu at Black Rock Bar and Grill. If you don't want the steak, you don't want steak or seafood, great regular bar and grill fare, your burgers and fries and the like got you covered with that. And the dessert menu is to die for. You know, my favorite is the apple crisp, but there are other popular favorites on there. There's like a volcano ice cream thing. It's amazing that my son likes. You can't eat it by yourself. It takes like three people to eat that thing. You can't eat the apple crisp in one sitting. I take it home and have it for another couple of days of dessert. So they do a great job over at Black Rock Bar and Grill, 3776 South State Street in Ann Arbor. That is just a couple of blocks south of I-94 right here in Ann Arbor, right down the street from us here in Ann Arbor Radio. So be sure to check them out over at Black Rock Bar and Grill. We got to get to a break. Back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.